Yo, it's your girl, Veronica Rants. It's been a hot ass fucking minute, to be completely honest, guys. I fell off the face of the earth when it came to my podcast. I've always wanted to have a podcast, more to just talk shit, maybe hear myself talk. Who knows? It's therapeutic. And I feel like a lot of people can relate to me. I'm just, you know, I'm 32. I started this like a little while ago, and it's crazy. I see some of the titles that I put and just you grow so much. Your mindset changes. So many things change. But I was reading something today that came across on my feed, and it talked about how when people are like, oh, you don't owe them anything, right? You don't owe anybody a response and this. But I feel that way for certain things, but the older I've gotten, the more I'm just like, you do owe people some type of response, unless they were a total fucking piece of shit, all right? Hear me out. You owe people a response in the sense of, I'm a big believer that I treat people the way that I want to be treated, with respect, a lot of love, a lot of loyalty. I would even say I always honor the person. I honor myself. Very transparent. Very, very transparent. I wouldn't say I'm a little bit of a tough love, and I've worked on that just because worked more on my delivery more than anything. And you do owe people a response. Now, if the person has been very fucked up, so many things have happened, X, Y, Z, you know the drill and the deal, then sometimes you don't. Silence is better. But I do believe that we owe people a response because we want people to give us that same energy. And I'm a big believer that we need to give that energy as well, right? All of my friendships, the people I've dated, my relationships, I have always pride myself in treating people the exact same way that I want to be treated. Obviously, you go through phases in your life where you ultimately work on becoming that person that, you know, you have always been, but you didn't know, and you become that person that you've admired. It's always been within you, right? So I just guess I get so tired of seeing people constantly talking about, oh, but you don't owe them a fucking response, blah, 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 blah. Now, the person you've been hitting them up and they ghost you all the time, they never answer, but they can go on Instagram and do this and that. Maybe they're going through something hard in your life. But regardless, the way that I see it is that it takes literally like 10 fucking seconds to shoot a text, a message. It's not that fucking hard. Look up somebody's name, shoot them a phone call, keeping it real. I'm at an age in my life where it's really not that hard. Life is hard, right? Life is beautiful, but it can be extremely challenging. A lot of things can happen, and we're all just figuring it out together. I also believe that most of us, honestly, all of us in a way, are living the same life, just differently in different aspects, right? And it's very interesting. We fall in love, there's heartbreak, work stresses us out, our friends, we all grow them, like the friendships that we have, family can be very stressful, people that have family are stressed by the family, people that don't have family are stressed by not having a family, people that are with somebody are going through, let's say, some difficulties with the person that they're with, people that are not with somebody are going through difficulties by themselves. There's always something, right? In a way, we always try to create or find the problem that's not even there. And I always wonder, why do we do that? Why can't we just be content with what we have? And as time has gone by, as I've continued to evolve, because daily we just evolve daily, our thoughts change. The way that we used to think about certain things change as well. And we're just like, why did I think like that, right? And now that I've entered this, I guess I would say part of my life that I just live in constant appreciation and abundance and gratitude. Everything has just flowed for me differently. And what I'm trying to get at is that you do owe people a response at times. And you're always going to know when you owe them a response. To me, I've always thought that it's such a crock of shit when you've been talking to somebody and they ghost you and the person just doesn't get back to you. They disappear. I've always felt that that's so disrespectful. You went ahead and you spoke to that person for how long and you can't even get back to them and shoot them a text. You're just going to leave it like that. I just find that utterly disgusting, disrespectful. And you should probably never speak to them again if they were to reach out. But that person does owe you a response. And I will look at it that way. And then people just like to say, yeah, but sometimes there is no closure. And sometimes there isn't. But it does not mean that it was not fucked up on their behalf and how they did and what they did. And this also goes to friendships. Sometimes it happens in friendships too. Sometimes it happens with work. Just so many things. But I guess I just get fed up when people are like, oh, they don't know your response. They do. And you will always know who owes you a response. And sometimes it's okay to just get fed up and not even respond anymore, of course, with the situation, you know? But I just wanted to come on here and remind everyone, whoever chooses to still listen to my podcast, to remind you of your worth, you know, your power, believing in yourself, in your intuition, following your dreams. And honestly, whoever is being a dickwad, fuck them. Don't talk to them anymore. I've always been a very strong believer that, especially me with how I live my life, is if my intentions are pure, they're very pure, no matter what. If I am living my life with balance, with boundaries, and with a lot of love, I will always win, no matter what the situation is. Because I was 1,000% pure with my intention. And nobody can take that away from you. No one. It does not matter the situation. No one will take that away from you. And you will be able to peacefully sleep well at night. And you'll be at peace no matter what. So even if people are being fucked up and you're still waiting on somebody to respond, and they do owe you that response, right? And I'm tired of people saying, no, they don't. They don't have to answer. They don't want to. No, we're adults here. You can reach out. Transparency. You don't have to ghost people. Very easy. Because when you wanted to talk to that person, you could easily talk to them. When you wanted to get whatever you wanted to get out of them, you got it. You can write back. Not that hard, right? So you will always win. Living with pure intention, that's what's beautiful about it. Will you get hurt sometimes? Absolutely. But you know what? You're always going to win because of that intention, that purity that was behind that. And that's what makes it so beautiful. You might suffer a little bit, but you will always feel good about yourself and how you handled it. And no one will take that away from you. And I keep repeating it just because I've been through so many things. I've had so many experiences that I felt that I was like, wow, I can't believe this is happening. What a shitty experience. And it always works out. And just trust the timing of your life and everything going on. Just trust it. Trust it. Believe in it. It's happening for a reason. Maybe it's not, but it does help if you believe it sometimes. Oh, it is happening for a reason. But I do believe that things happen the way that they're supposed to. And when we were younger, especially when I was younger, I'm like, why is this happening? I want this to happen now. And now I just let everything flow. Oh, I wanted to make a little bit more money, but I didn't. That's okay. My time will come. And then the time comes. Oh, I really wanted to have this day off. I can't get it. That's okay. And then I got all the other days that I want off back to back. There's a balance. Things work out and they always work out in your favor, whether you believe it or not. So thank you guys so much for your endless support, listening to my podcast, even though I think I have like 5 listeners. But thank you to my 5 listeners. I will show up for you when I can. I just like to talk about things that we can all relate to. Also rant a little bit. But I wish you guys the most beautiful week, the most beautiful day. And remember, they do owe you a response, and step into your power. XOXO, bitches.